Today we're talking about what is an empath and what is a highly sensitive person, the similarities and the differences. Hello, my name is Monica and I am an empath coach and a certified trauma support specialist. So, what is a highly sensitive person? Highly sensitive person has a heightened sense of awareness to the stimulus around them, good or bad, whether it's emotional or sensory. They tend to be really bothered by things like violence and can be really easily overwhelmed. They also tend to be very creative and deep. They tend to be a lot more deep emotionally and mentally than most other people. HSPs pick up on more stimulus from their environment, and this is rooted in actual biology. Studies have shown that a highly sensitive person, or HSP, studies have shown that their brain is more active in areas related to attention, emotions, action planning, decision making, and having strong internal experiences. They are hyper attuned to pick up on stimulus from their environment. A highly sensitive person is more sensitive to sensory input like temperature, smells, lights, sounds. I know I can get really overwhelmed when there is a sound. Maybe I'm playing a movie and then my partner starts playing a video on his phone and then the lighting is too bright. Just having multiple different stimulus can be really overwhelming for us highly sensitive people. They also tend to be introverts and are driven by intrinsic factors like finding meaning and purpose in their life and what they contribute to the world. If you are a highly sensitive person, you likely experience all, if not some of, the following. You feel everything really deeply, both beauty and pain. You feel it all. You have been told you are too sensitive and maybe have been shamed or bullied for that sensitivity. You are emotionally responsive and compassionate. You dislike violence and are really upset or disturbed by it. You get overwhelmed more easily. So this can be emotionally when you are feeling a lot of emotions, or sensory when there are a lot of sounds, lights, sensory input. You are intuitive. You are deep emotionally and mentally. You are a deep diver. That's why sometimes we can really struggle with social norms like small talk. You are probably sensitive to caffeine, alcohol, and other substances. You probably have anxiety about new situations and social stuff. So now, what's an empath? Empaths have a lot of empathy, right? So empathy is being able to perceive and understand the experiences of other people outside of your own perspective. But an empath actually takes that to the next level, where if you're an empath, you sense and feel the emotions and energies of other people as if they're your own, as if they're part of your own experience. You can very easily kind of put yourself in someone else's shoes and feel what they're feeling inside of you as if it's your feelings. That's why it can be really hard for empaths to create boundaries, especially when we're around a lot of people, because we're so tapped into that deeper sense of feeling everyone else's stuff, emotions, energy, and sometimes even physical symptoms. This happens because all empaths are also highly sensitive. So not all highly sensitive people are empaths, but all empaths are highly sensitive. If you are an empath, you likely experience some of, if not all of, the following. You feel everything. You feel everything going on around you, whether you're aware of it or not. And often the when we're not aware of it part is where anxiety can really stem from. You are overwhelmed by large crowds because you pick up on everyone else's energy and emotion, and it can be really overwhelming, especially before you really master protecting your energy and doing that boundary work. You feel the pain of the whole world sometimes, and it probably makes you just want to shut down and hide. It can be a lot. You may feel out of control from your emotional state sometimes. You attract narcissists or were raised by one, and you have a hard time saying no and probably struggle with boundaries. You need regular alone time to recharge, and you are a natural healer. You have a natural desire to help people. You connect deeply with nature and animals, and you had at least one caregiver in childhood who was unpredictable. Sometimes available, kind, and loving, and sometimes unavailable, unkind, even rageful. And we'll talk more about this in another video, what creates an empath. But for now, let's talk about where these terms come from. So the term empath is starting to get more well known, and I'm really glad. But the main person within the kind of psychology field who does work around the idea of an empath is Dr. Judith Orloff. She's actually a psychiatrist, not a psychologist, but she does a lot of work with empaths. The term highly sensitive person, or HSP, was originally coined by Dr. Elaine Aron, a clinical psychologist. She started doing research on the innate temperament traits of highly sensitive people in 1991. She has several books about highly sensitive people and also a documentary, which I definitely recommend checking out. So this idea of highly sensitive people has also been referred to sensory processing sensitivity. There are a lot of amazing research pieces being done on this topic under that term, sensory processing sensitivity. And one that I'd like to share with you that is called the relationship between the temperament trait of sensory processing sensitivity and emotional reactivity. So in this study, they took 96 participants, half who were HSPs and half who rated low on the HSP scale, and they showed all of them pictures and rated their positive and negative arousal or response, so how much positive or negative emotions kind of arose in them as they were looking at these pictures. And they found that the HSPs rated the pictures, especially the positive ones, as significantly more intense emotionally. They also found that the HSPs responded faster. So from this study, several insights were gained, like how HSPs may suffer more in bad environments, but do especially well in good environments. In good environments, they are able to pay more attention to the positive stimulus. And in bad environments, they kind of have to pay more attention to the negative stimulus generally, and it has more of a challenging effect. So I work specifically with empaths and highly sensitive people, and I am so happy to see that there is more focus going on in studying and researching highly sensitive people. And that is great for highly sensitive people. And also it plays a role in the experience of empaths because, like I said, all empaths are also highly sensitive people. But the research has a big gap when we are talking about just the empath kind of piece of the puzzle. So I'm currently in a Master's of Marriage and Family Therapy program studying psychology and on track to become a licensed therapist. And I'm conducting my own research on the topic of empaths, specifically because I know that this really needs more research, more understanding of what is the experience of empaths, where does it come from, and what are specific methods for how to help these people to heal trauma and overcome challenges to support their overall well-being. So thank you so much for tuning in with me today. I would love to hear from you in the comments if you resonate with the term empath or if you resonate with the term highly sensitive person. What are the experiences that I shared that you resonate with? Which ones don't you resonate with? And what did I miss? So thank you so much. I will see you soon.